IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani are two special guest speakers for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome to you.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Shahada and Shaheed, who is called Shaheed. Shaheed, of course, in English is roughly translated into martyr, and Shahada as martyrdom. And why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is called the master or the prince of all the Shuhada around the world. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us a definition of the concept of Shahada and martyrdom. What is it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I should offer my condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam to the respected listeners. And of course, when it comes to Shahada and martyrdom, from the Islamic perspective, Shaheed or martyr is the one who sacrifices himself for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is martyred by the enemy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mostly in the battlefields. So that's why when a Muslim defend Islam or defend Islamic territory, Islamic ummah, nation, beliefs,
yes,
against the enemies of Islam and participate in the jihad and struggling in the, against the enemies of Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the battlefield, if he got killed and murdered by the enemies of Islam, so this person is called Shaheed, yes, martyred, which has its special rulings according to Islamic jurisprudence.
That's all right. And Sheikh Fadai, when we talk about the concept of martyrdom, and for sure we are talking about the concept of death, but what makes Shaheed and Shahada significant in Islam is the main goal which is set for such a person or such a concept. What is the main goal behind the concept of Shahada?
Yes, as you know, all of us will die.
Yes.
And death is something that we cannot escape from that. But the difference between death and Shahada is that by Shahada, you can choose your way, mm-hmm, first of all.
Yes.
It's a chosen way of death. And you can be an example and pattern for all people. This is what makes it special.
Yes.
You know, when someone goes in the way of God and sacrifices himself, it means that all society can watch him as a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't live just for ourselves in order to gain some property and have a good living for ourselves. It's not a living that God considered it for us.
Yes.
We have in Quran, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Yes.
So our final goal is ibadah. We're not some animal. We're human beings. If we want to live like animals, just gather something for ourselves and, I don't know, protect our children, loving each other, having a good life. So what is the difference between us and the animals?
Yes.
The difference is that we have a final goal. And yes, for that final goal, we should struggle.
Yes.
We should try as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we call our battle jihad.
Yes.
Jihad means to do your best in the way of, mm-hmm, God. What,
yes,
is the way of God? That ibadah, illa li'abudun.
Mm-hmm.
So shaheed is someone that did his best or her best in the way of God and made himself a pattern, an example for all people. This,
yes,
is the way of life.
Yes.
You're not animal.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sacrifice all the best thing that you have, what is the best thing that you have? Your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you sacrifice that for,
yes,
God, it means that I am for God and I live for God.
So for sure, Shahada is a concept for divine causes.
Yes,
okay,
it is for divine causes.
Yes.
You know, of course, maybe some other in other monotheistic beliefs and religions,
yes.
They have this same meaning, the concept of shahada.
Yes, yes.
In for example, Judaism and Christianity.
Yes, yes.
And nowadays, maybe a lot of distorted beliefs, mm-hmm. they believe in shahada, and they okay. considered and the people who died in the battles mm-hmm. As shaheed, but it's okay. not like that.
Okay, okay.
When we say divine concept, it means that it should be in the right way,
mm-hmm.
not just what we call it the right way. Everyone believes that he's right.
Yes.
No, first of all, we should find what is the right way, what is the divine way.
Yes.
So after we find that divine way, we struggle and do our best in mm-hmm. that way, and we try to sacrifice everything,
yes.
our property, our life, in the way of God.
That's right.
So the last point, the final point is shahada. And it's not like everyone can reach that point.
That's right.
That's the last one.
Okay.
So it's hard to reach.
It's a high level. That's right. But Sheikh Rani, as Sheikh Fadai said, so shahada, martyrdom, is a concept which is not limited to Islam. Before Islam, we got this concept too. For example, it is believed that, for example, Prophet Yahya or the other prophets and the faithful, for example, companions of the prophets who were killed for the way of Allah or conveying the messages of Allah were considered as shaheed. Now, the main question is that, did we have such a concept from early Islam? I mean, the people who were killed, for example, in the battles against the kuffar, infidels, and unbelievers at the time of Prophet Muhammad were also called shaheed or not?
Yes. First of all, we should know that the term shaheed is not used, for example, in the Holy Quran.
Uh-huh.
For example, we have a very nice ayah about shuhada that says that وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So
yes.
قُتِلُوا means the one who is killed.
Mm-hmm.
So this, the term which is used for shaheed is قَتِيل.
Yes.
Or the one who is killed by the enemy of the Islam. So that's why if you mean that the exact term shaheed
yes.
Was used for example, shuhada in the Holy Quran, for example, in the first years of Islam, we might not find this
yes.
term.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the concept of shahada, the concept of martyrdom, yeah, of course, it was used for the first shaheed of Islam, which was Ammar ibn Yasir, for example,
yes.
and later in the Battle of Uhud, Hamza al-Sayyid al-Shuhada and many other Shuhada,
yes.
yeah, they were considered among the first Shuhada of Islam.
Even Hamza was called Sayyid al-Shuhada.
Of course, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes. Okay.
This term was used for
yes,
him.
Yes.
So that is why Shuhada is, of course, as our respected brother rightly mentioned, death is coming to us, but the best way, the best death is Shuhada, is martyrdom.
Yes.
Because Shaheed departures this world in the best and the most perfect way, in the most mm-hmm. beautiful way,
yes.
because he is directly taken into the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu
yes.
wa ta'ala and is forgiven.
Yes.
So that's why shahada is the best experience for someone's who can experience at the mm-hmm. end of his life.
Yes.
And
but so, it is not a kind of, because some people say it might be like committing suicide
no,
or
no,
something
never,
like
never.
That.
Not
what is the main difference?
Not that you yourself kill yourself,
uh-huh.
you know?
Okay, okay.
If
in a defensive
enemy, yeah,
form.
Yeah, enemy
yeah.
kill you, not
okay.
you yourself,
yes.
of course.
And you must be in defense of a
yeah,
value,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
In the Holy Quran, it said that وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحَلُكَ. You yourself
uh-huh.
should not put yourself into
danger
like death,
of death
or danger.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that is the point that we should mention. Sometimes, yeah, there is a misconception about even about Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Some people say that if Imam Hussein knew
mm-hmm.
that he will be killed by Yazid, so it was a kind of intihar.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of suicide, committing suicide. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's wrong because Imam Hussein alayhi salam was defending Islam, was defending the religion of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battlefield, he was killed by the enemies of
That's
Islam.
Right. Okay.
That's why he is called Shaheed.
That's
yes.
right. Hussein, Hussein. And Sheikh Fadai, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is considered as the emir or prince of the martyrs of all time, Sayyid al-Shuhada, okay, both in this world and the other world, okay? And during all the eras, during the history, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is always a person who sacrificed everything he had for the cause of Islam and his values. How do you think Imam al-Hussein can be titled as Sayyid al-Shuhada?
You know, first of all, let me complete
okay.
what I told you in the previous part. As I told you, Shaheed is a pattern.
Yes.
And Imam Hussein is the highest level of that position. As you know, nowadays, even in the way of battle, they try to make pattern. No, they cannot force people to go toward the way of battle. They make a lot of wrong pattern, like celebrities, for example. You know, Shaheed, Shuhadas are our celebrities. The correct ones are our pattern. And the highest level in this way, making pattern, is Imam Hussein, which is called Sayyid al-Shuhada. About this title, Sayyid al-Shuhada, I have to say that we have two famous people called Sayyid al-Shuhada, and both of them were called by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first of them is Hamza, the uncle of Prophet, because of his position at the first days of and years of Islam. Yes. He protected Prophet in Islam as much as he could. And after he was killed in the Battle of Uhud, and of course in a brutal way, Prophet called him Sayyid al-Shuhada.
Yes.
And we have some hadith about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam called Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the title was given to Imam Hussein by Prophet.
Yes.
But this title was common after the time of Imam Sadiq, the sixth Imam.
Yes.
It was in the times of people that called Imam Hussein. And I can mention two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Prophet give this title to Imam Hussein?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it common nowadays? We believe that. Maybe, in my opinion, maybe these two reasons can be considered. The first of them is that the way of killing Imam Hussein and his martyrdom was the most brutal, the most innocent way of killing and shahada. Mm-hmm. We cannot find in the history, even when we check some parts of history, even the contemporary era, like Daesh, I don't know.
Yes, the ISIS.
We cannot find like that.
Mm-hmm.
That you can, a person in front of his family, you can all of his family,
mm-hmm.
you capture all his family. And the way of killing, which is written and preserved in the Maqatil.
Yes.
You know, usually we don't read the books.
Yes.
We just go to the Majalis and listen to Rosa. It's better for our audience. Sometimes, like a book, like a usual book, it's better to read the maqtals in order to know when we say Imam Hussein is mazloom, is mm-hmm. innocent, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, without studying, we cannot understand why do we call it Sayyid al-Shahada. This is the first reason, the most innocent, the most brutal way of killing. The second one is that this way of martyrdom was the most effective martyrdom in the history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, as you said, we have Yahya, Prophet Yahya, we had Hamza Sayyid al-Shahada. We had a lot of martyrs before Islam and in the era of Islam. But none of them was effective as Imam Hussein.
Yes. Effective you mean?
Yeah, you know, even nowadays, you can see that all oppressed people try to take lesson from Imam Hussein's Shahada.
Okay.
Even the people who are not Muslim, like Gandhi.
Yes.
He said that the nation of India should make Imam Hussein as their pattern if they want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the effectiveness of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So this is Sayyid al-Shahada.
Yes.
We don't
so the values Imam Hussein was martyred for are not limited to the religion of Islam. They're global.
Of course not. It is global.
Yes, yes.
And we can see this reality nowadays in the even Sunni countries like Palestine, I don't know, Pakistan, in this country which is not Muslim like India.
Yes.
There are Buddhists. Buddhism is the first religion in India, but they accept Imam Hussein. They have some ceremonies for Imam Hussein.
That's all
so
right.
So this is the effect of Shahada Imam Hussein and Sayyid al-Shahada.
Okay. And as we said, Shahada is not committing suicide, is not self-killing. It is a kind of defensive, we can say, that's all right, death in the way of Allah for something valuable, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. It was for justice. It was for, we can say, acting against oppression of Yazid on that time. It was even for social gap. that existed between, we can say, the high and lower parts of the society.
And we shouldn't deceive ourselves to change those values.
Yes.
To change values and making suicide or killing some other people, killing ourselves, and then call it shaheed. It is some, we can call it deceiving ourselves.
Yes. Self-deception.
No, shahada cannot be changed by these concepts.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Shahada and Shaheed martyrdom and martyr, and why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is called Sayyid al-Shuhada. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Allahu Akbar, jibitni al-Karbala. خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة الله أكبر جبتني الكربلاء خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة والأبطال.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar, jibtni al-karbala.